This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Patra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, just a quick recap in terms of what took place yesterday. The markets gained for the second straight day with the markets closing at one-month highs. The Sensex surged over 400 odd points and the Nifty was close to 150 points higher. The market breadth was firmly in favor of the advances with the advance decline ratio at 5:2. FII's net sold, this is after a net buy figure earlier this week, so they net sold over 900 odd crores, and DII's net bought around 980 odd crores. On a week-to-date basis, however, the markets have done quite well, so let's see whether this momentum sustains. The Nifty's up around 2.4% at current reckoning, and the mid-cap index is up around 3.7%. The rupee also, despite the measures which have come in from the Reserve Bank of India, there wasn't a huge appreciation that we saw on a closing basis. So the 7 July close was 79.18. This compares to a close of 79.3 on a day-on-day basis and versus 78.95 that we saw on the 4th of July, which is on Monday. Brent crude has spiked up marginally overnight. We have the US markets which closed in the green. Asia, which is largely in the green, all this ahead of the non-farm payrolls data from the US and the SGX indicating a strong start for our markets. We will probably surpass the 50-day moving average easily, so that stands at around 16,139. A couple of other cues to watch out for: the AMFI data for the month of June, non-farm payrolls data like I mentioned from the US markets, and we kick off Q1 FY23 earnings today with TCS post markets. Well, those are a couple of cues to watch out for. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.